Hours later, with Jack resting soundly, Azaxier asked Ryan what the friends planned to do next.
Depends on what Mildred says about Jack.
Mildred was sipping a hot cup of tea.
He'll need a day, two at the most, before he's strong enough to travel.
There's your answer.
Then you will stay here as my guests. I am sure you have more than enough stories to pass the hours.
We'll need some time to strip, oil, and repair our weapons. Plus, I'd love to look over that ammo stash you have.
Take what you wish. I have no need of it anymore.
Appreciate that.
Then you'll stay?
Ryan thought about the possibility of having 2 days without having to look over his shoulder every minute for someone who wanted to chill him. He thought about 2 days with Christy, re-energizing their relationship while getting some much-needed rest before they once again took up their journey through the Deathlands.
If you'll have us, we'll stay.
Deal.
The roar inside the box had faded long ago. All that remained was a faint echo, like the sound of the ocean inside a seashell or cupped hand. Robards hung limply from the wall, the chains around his arms and ankles holding him upright and in place. His body ached, and blood dripped from the cuts the shackles had made on his skin. Something big had happened outside. It had sounded like what he always thought a nuke blast would sound like. Loud, powerful, destructive. The ground had shaken, and dust had fallen from the ceiling of the box, covering his body in a fine layer of grit. For all Robards knew, there might be nothing left of the Ville.
The whole stinking Ville wiped off the face of the planet, and the poor bastard chained inside the box makes it through alive! Ah, that'd serve the rat bastards right, locking me up. Me, Baron Robards! Shit, I need to keep my mind busy. Plans for when I'm out of here. First the Baroness Lashini. String her up by her ankles and go to work on her with every fucking power tool and cutting blade I can find in the Ville. And any asshole who helped her will get the same. And then those backstabbing sectmen who used to be under my command, I'll chill them all personally. And if anyone has something to say about it, I'll chill them too. I'll chill them all, even the Outlanders. Oh, if I ever come across an Outlander again, any Outlander, I'm gonna rip them a new asshole and fill it with grins. What was I saying? Oh, and the new Ville, Robards Town, will be all mine. And it'll be filled with people who are loyal to me. And I'll let them share the wealth with me. Not that much of it, but enough to just to keep them all happy.
Robards passed out again, only to wake up later with a young mutie of about 10 poking him in the leg. The scaly-skinned boy was dirty and wearing torn clothes. His fingernails and teeth seemed as sharp as claws, deadly as fangs. He looked up at Robards with a pair of red eyes that were crossed and dim.
Hey, mister?
Robards opened his eyes.
Huh? What did you do to get locked in here?
Robards hadn't eaten in more than a day, and his brain was having trouble processing his thoughts.
Nothing. I was trying to save the Ville from what happened, but bad people put me in here.
The boy just looked at him, his eyes slowly glazing over.
Are you hungry?
Uh-huh.
If you get me out of here, I know where to get some food.
The boy thought about it. Then he grabbed a rock lying at the bottom of the steel box and climbed up on the step in front of Robards. He raised the hand holding the rock and readied it to strike against one of the chains.
Yeah, that's it.
Robards couldn't believe his luck. The boy didn't know who he was and was going to help him get out of the box with the promise of some food. The boy held the rock in his hand, poised to bring it down against one of the chains. He began to drool from a corner of his mouth.
Come on, what the fuck are you waiting for?
What? Bang!
And the boy brought the rock down hard. Deathlands Black Harvest is a graphic audio production. Copyright 2005, The Cutting Corporation. performed by Richard Rowan, with Terrence Aselford, Colleen Delaney, Nanette Savard, Timberlee Chanel, Jeff Baker, Christopher Graybill, and Mort Shelby, with additional red shirts by Mark Delgado and Chris Rowan. Directed by Rick Rowan. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Vocal editing by Matt Webb and Brian Patton. Graphic audio sound design by Brian Patton and Dan Smith. The Deathlands theme was composed by Mark Ashby. If you enjoyed Deathlands, be sure to look for James Axler's Outlanders, available at road stops everywhere, at 1-800-670-5220, or at www.cuttingaudio.com, where you'll find samples of all our Action Pump titles, as well as free screensavers, ringtones, and games. Keep listening for exciting previews after these announcements.
The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Outlanders 28, Mad God's Wrath. The Cerberus team thought he was dead, but his followers never gave up.
What? What are you doing?
Fulfilling the destiny of my god. McCann, once again, I pledge myself to your service.
McCann, the prince of the alien Twaha Dedanan, has returned, armed with an ancient and awesome power. While Kane, Grant, and Bridget are distracted by another mission, McCann has hatched a plot that will bring the fight to their very doorstep.
Cerberus Redoubt is under attack.
Armed security detail operations, stand!
Who are you people? What do you want?
My followers and I have nothing to lose, therefore everything to fight for. Give me what I want, or prepare to wade in blood.
Now the Outlanders of Cerberus will have to travel farther than ever before to save their colleague, and perhaps the world itself.
Ah, dear friends, welcome to my home. I call it Lamu. You call it Mars.
Outlanders 28, Mad God's Wrath. In graphic audio, a movie in your mind.
Outlanders 28, Mad God's Wrath, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting October 2005. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy of Mad God's Wrath. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book. The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Stony Man Number 75, Silent Arsenal. Myanmar. For years, a nation devastated by war, by disease, by total despair. A dying country. And things are about to get even worse.
An experimental bioweapon has crash-landed on that hillside, releasing a contagious payload. Our sources say it has a 100% fatality rate.
Our people are dying! I must help! I have to do something!
There's nothing you can do! They're already dead!
An anonymous informant has proof that Myanmar was not an accident, but a test.
The organization claims to have stockpiles of the disease and a delivery system that's twice as effective as the one used on Myanmar.
What are their demands?
Does it matter?
Of course it doesn't. I just want to know exactly what we're looking at here.
Al, we're looking at the end of the world.
Now, with the planet held hostage, only one force stands in the way of complete destruction.
Vacation's over, boys. Time to get back to work.
The Soldiers of Stony Man.
Kill them! Kill them all!
They're tearing through our defenses! I've never seen anything like it!
Fool! Can't you do anything?
Surprise! You're all dead.
Stony Man 75, Silent Arsenal, in graphic audio, a movie in your mind.
Stony Man Number 75, Silent Arsenal, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting October 2005. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advanced copy of Silent Arsenal. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Destroyer 95, High Priestess. From the producers of Deathlands, Outlanders, Stony Man, and The Executioner comes a gripping, wild, and hilarious new series. It's in graphic audio. It's a movie in your mind. It's The Destroyer. Korea, home of the mysterious Order of Shinanju, ancient training ground for the world's most deadly assassins. Here, Chun, the master of Shinanju, passes his lethal skills on to the first White Eyes ever to be so honored, Remo Williams, soon to be known as the Destroyer.
You're trying to kill me, aren't you?
Yes. Your enemies will attempt to kill you in earnest. If I am to instill in you the reflexes that will save your life, I must do the same.
Tibet, mountain stronghold, ancestral source of Tibetan Buddhism. For decades, the peaceful inhabitants have been under the heel of the ruthless Red Chinese.
Oh, most holy. The Panchen Lama is dead.
There is only the Bunchi Lama left. We must seek him out, or Tibet shall forevermore be a vassal of China.
But where lives the Bunchi Lama's reincarnation? Who possesses the wisdom to divine his whereabouts?
Behold! The sign that has appeared on the shoulder of every Bunchi Lama down through the ages.
Oh my God! It's a birthmark I never noticed before!
That's your vaccination mark, you dip.
I'm the Bunchi Lamb! This is better than winning at Wheel of Fortune!
Squirrely Chicane, film star and mystic, is about to play the biggest role of her award-winning career. Her co-stars are Mongols, monks, the unwashed Tibetan masses, and the whole Chinese army.
Holy crap. Look at all those tanks.
At last. A test worthy of our skills.
Couldn't we find a smaller army to test our skills?
Can Remo and Chun keep this drama from fading to black before the final credits roll? Destroyer 95, High Priestess.
The Destroyer number 95, High Priestess, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting October 2005. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy of High Priestess. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
Don't waste time searching the stores for the next installment of your favorite series or stories you've missed. Call 1-800-670-5220 and order direct in CD, cassette, or MP3 CD formats. Or plug into Graphic Audio's website, where you can order it in those formats, or for accelerated gratification, download it right now for your computer or digital player. It'll be online before anywhere else. You'll also get free screensavers, ringtones, games, and other goodies. www.cuttingaudio.com and 1-800-670-5220.